This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Varanasi this morning to review entire gamut of bilateral cooperation. Mr. Ramgoolam arrived in Varanasi last evening on a week-long state visit. He was received by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel with a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour. The visit of PM Ramgoolam builds on momentum from PM Modi's March 2, 2025 visit to Mauritius, when both leaders elevated ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. We have more from a correspondent.
During the bilateral discussions, the two leaders will review the full spectrum of cooperation with particular focus on developmental partnership and capacity building. Both leaders will discuss opportunities for expanding collaboration in health, education, science and technology, energy, infrastructure, as well as in emerging domains such as renewable energy, digital public infrastructure and the blue economy. As a close maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region, Mauritius is key to India's Mahasagar vision and the neighborhood first policy. The deepening cooperation between the two countries carries significance not only for the prosperity of the people of both countries, but also for the collective aspirations of the global south. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand. After the aerial survey, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat on his 75th birthday today. In a social media post, he expressed his prayers for RSS Chief's long and healthy life in continued service of Ma Bharati. He added that he dedicated his entire life to societal transformation and strengthening the spirit of harmony and fraternity. The Prime Minister also shared an article in which he said that RSS Chief is a living example of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, showing that when we rise above boundaries and consider everyone as our own, it strengthens trust, brotherhood and equality in society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared Swami Vivekananda's historic address at the World Parliament of Religions at Chicago in 1893 on the occasion of the 132nd anniversary of Swami Vivekananda's historic address. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that it was a watershed moment which emphasized harmony and universal brotherhood. He added that it was truly among the most celebrated and inspiring moments in history. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today informed the Railways is introducing a daily timetabled parcel train from Badgam in Kashmir Valley to Adarsh Nagar station in Delhi from Saturday. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw underscored that the Kashmir Valley now has better connectivity with the Jammu-Srinagar line, which is operational now. He also informed that the loading of two parcel vans carrying apples from Badgam to Delhi is beginning today. The Ministry of Health and Population of Nepal has confirmed that the death toll from protests led by Gen Z demonstrators has risen to 30. According to the ministry, over 1,000 people were injured during the nationwide protests. The health ministry said emergency services have been mobilized to handle the situation and hospitals have been instructed to remain on high alert. The protests, which began in Kathmandu on 8th of September, were driven by demands to lift the social media ban imposed by the KP Sharma Oli-led government and to ensure greater transparency. The government has urged all Indian nationals to stay away from any offers to join the Russian army and called it a course fraught with danger. In a response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that there are reports about Indian nationals having been recruited recently into the Russian army. He asserted that the government over the past year has underlined the risks and dangers inherent in this course of action and cautioned citizens accordingly. In Asia Cup 2025, India beat UAE by 9 wickets in the Group A match held in Dubai. India and UAE is also the fourth shortest completed T20 international match involving a full member side. And that is the end of this news bulletin.